Corals have been on the decline around the globe for decades, so much that almost 24 species have been added to the endangered species list since 2006. Nancy Klingener from WLRN in South Florida tells us that taking a closer look at one especially rare kind of coral came just in time.
Pillar coral was facing the same issues as the rest of the Florida Reef Tract, the impacts of global warming, diseases, and overfishing, with an extra challenge. Most corals are hermaphrodites, meaning when they spawn, they release both eggs and sperm. Not pillar coral. For them, it's one or the other. So when there are fewer individuals, it's exponentially harder for them to reproduce.
The mothers and the fathers are essentially becoming farther and farther apart. They're separated by greater and greater distances. So the mother may never find the father during spawning. Egg may never meet sperm, and babies don't get made.
Carrie McNeil is the senior scientist at the Florida Aquarium near Tampa. About 5 years ago, the aquarium started collecting and preserving pillar coral, keeping it in tanks, when it looked like they were in serious danger in the wild out on the reef off the Florida Keys.
We really thought, you know, in 2016 that this was really just a gene banking project, you know, that we were just going to take fragments of these corals and keep them alive and keep them healthy and see what the future held for the species.
Like coral reefs around the world, the Florida Reef has been in sharp decline. Global warming is one cause. Then a new disease tore through the hard corals in South Florida, including pillar coral. Preserving them in captivity of a sort became even more important. Meanwhile, scientists at the Florida Aquarium heard about a London aquarium where they had gotten coral to spawn. The Florida Aquarium followed the same methods. They programmed a computer to mimic natural conditions on the reef as much as possible. The gradual increase in water temperature through the summer. The changing times of sunrise and sunset.
We kind of say our corals think they're living in the ocean in Key Largo. And for all they know and all the signals that they're getting, that's where they are located, even though they're actually in Apollo Beach, Florida, in an aquarium.
The aquarium staff watch for signs that pillar coral are spawning. Then they collect the gametes and mix them together.
291 and 294A, thank you.
And then the eggs start to divide, usually within an hour of them getting fertilized. So it's a really rushed and chaotic process that only happens once a year. And then after it's all done and we get the babies kind of settled into our aquarium systems, and then we kind of start the clock all over again and wait for next year.
So you're sort of doing mass IVF for coral.
Exactly.
The aquarium got their pillar coral to spawn just in time. Karen Neely is a coral ecologist at Nova Southeastern University. She's been surveying pillar coral since 2013 and collecting eggs and sperm during the annual spawn in August.
The last year that we were able to do pillar coral spawning in the wild was the first year that they were able to do it in the lab. And I really do think that that's the future for this species.
Neely's work on pillar coral started because it was added to the endangered species list in 2014. This year, she was the lead author on a paper finding that pillar coral are functionally extinct on the Florida Reef. She and her fellow researchers watched as coral colonies they had given nicknames to and documented over the years disappeared.
You know, you develop a personal connection with your backyard and with places that you visit a lot and that you love, and to watch them fall apart in such a short period of time is really devastating. I don't think anybody would relish watching a species diminish into extinction, and we had the unfortunate opportunity to do so, and I think as a result, we have the responsibility to tell that story.
Neely's end goal is to use the babies grown in the aquarium to transplant pillar coral back into the wild and out onto the reef. She says she doesn't expect to see that happen in her lifetime. McNeil is also realistic about that prospect. The warmer seas that cause coral bleaching and the water quality issues that fuel diseases aren't going away.
We have a lot of things we need to change. You know, we need to change what we're doing to our planet on a much wider scale, and even more locally here in Florida, and how we pollute and treat our coastal areas. It's a lot bigger problems to deal with, but at least this buys us time. It gives this species a chance that we will be able to enjoy it in its natural habitat in the future.
The first baby pillar corals bred at the Florida Aquarium are now about the size of a grapefruit. For now, pillar coral's future in Florida is under human care. Some species of stony coral are already being outplanted onto the reef to see how they'll do now that the worst of the disease has passed. But pillar coral isn't one of them. For Here and Now, I'm Nancy Klingener in Key West.